Please remember, this is an adults-only podcast and does contain some very sensual themes. So please, only listen to this podcast if you are happy to explore your deepest sensual fantasies with me and are of a suitable age. Hi, it's Devlin, and welcome to another episode of Wild in Bed, your destination for salacious stories, sensual satisfaction, and finger-licking good fantasies. Now, as you enjoy tonight's little story, you can know you can enjoy even more intense pleasure and unlimited satisfaction by coming to see me at wilddesires.com. Well, tonight's little story is actually based on a true story. It is. Well, loosely based. Some of this happened for real. I always think they're better when they're based on real stories, don't you? So you can enjoy this podcast laying on your bed. You just put your earbuds in, close your eyes, loosen any clothing and surrender to the pleasure of my voice caressing over and inside you. And when you're ready to surrender to the most sensuous pleasures, just go ahead and take a deep breath and hold it for a moment. And then release it with a sigh, letting go of any tension, any stress. For the next 30 minutes or so, it's just you and my voice. This is your time. Your time to relax. Your time for sensual satisfaction. Your time to release that inner woman. As you listen to my voice and feel the story moving through your body as you enjoy tonight's show. She ran through the market, her heart pounding so hard it echoed in her ears, her lungs burning as they pressed against her ribs. Gasping, she turned to see if she had escaped. "For fuck's sake," she gasped, as she sees the strange woman still there, not 100 feet behind her. That woman's not even running. How the fuck is she keeping up with her? Turning to start again, straight into a woman with silver hair. Grabbing her by her shoulder, she pleads, "Help me, please. That woman is chasing me. She's trying to kill me." Her panic is reflected in the woman's eyes as she points toward her pursuer. "Fuck off, junkie," the woman snarls. "There's no one there." Before pushing her away aggressively. Gasping, her legs burning through the exertion, fear pushing her on, motivating her. Who the hell is this woman? What have I done to her? The thoughts echoing in her mind. With a veil of panic covering her, she finds it impossible to think clearly, to remember anything. Is this all just a bad dream I'm going to waken from any moment? Pushing forward between the market stalls, out, leaving the market behind her, a vision of a church appears, injecting much-needed hope into her heart. A possible sanctuary. Whoever this demon of a woman is, she can't follow me into a church, right? Drawing desperately on her last reserves of energy, every movement of her legs agony as she runs through the gates, barely noticing the St. Joseph sign as she stumbled towards the white doors. Glancing over her shoulder. The woman is still there, but seems to be hesitating at the church gate. Maybe she really can't come into church land. Banging on the door, as her body collapses against it for support, gasping frantically, the door swings open as she falls inside. Her body finally submitting to the torment she has experienced, her mind becomes shrouded in darkness. Brief moments of confused consciousness plague her with vague sensations of a voice, a man's soothing voice, the sensation of being carried, the feeling of resting on a soft bed, the perspiration on her brow being wiped away with cold water, strong arms holding her, strange words echoing through her mind. The welcome caress of cold water on her lips. It might have been hours, it might have been days before the full onslaught of consciousness cascaded through her body. the panic returning with a jolt, filling her so completely that she sat bolt upright on the bed. Her eyes frantically dancing around the room to get a sense of where she was. The strange walls adorned with religious pictures, with crosses, suddenly feeling safe. She collapsed back on the bed, her mind slowly recovering. Had it been a dream? The door in the corner of the room glided open silently. A man walking in, obviously trying to remain quiet and not disturb anybody. Seeing her sat up in the bed, he said, "Oh, you're awake." An easy smile gently moving across his lips. "I was a bit worried about you for a while." Walking over to the bed, ignoring her shocked look, he says, "Well, let's give you the once-over now you're awake." His strong hand cradling her face as his thumb firmly draws her lower eyelid down. A flash of an image, a memory shoots through her mind. Rough hands over her breasts, pinching her nipples painfully. An electrifying bliss remaining as those hands release her throbbing nipples. She moans involuntarily as a warmth grows between her thighs. A familiar yet strange desire burning through her. His hands move down the back of her neck, pressing firmly along her muscles and shoulders. She groans loudly as another image sparks in her mind. Hands pulling tight on her hair, pulling her shoulders back as she feels a hard erection pressing deep inside her pussy. Her hips moving in symphony with the memory, desire dripping down her thighs. "You took quite a bang there when you fell through the door, but I can't feel any real damage." Perspiration dripping down her forehead as the burning desire moves through her body. Seeing the moisture, he raises a hand to her head, brushing her hair back, forcing an image into her mind of hands around her bound wrists, naked and vulnerable, the warm wood of a crucifix pushing along the length of her body. As a firm stroke of hand crashes across her naked ass, the initial sting of pain subsiding into a beautifully erotic sensation of glowing warmth between her thighs. That hand sliding between her thighs, massaging her damp lips slowly, painfully slowly, caressing her wet folds before another crash of the hand across her ass. Her thighs tense in anticipation. Somewhere in the vision a voice whispers, "Are you hot?" Desire fills her body as her core clenches, overpowering any fear or any sense. Opening her eyes, the man's sensual gaze watching her inquisitively as he repeats, "Are you hot? I can turn the thermostat down if you like." Smiling weakly, she just replies, "No, I'm fine." Suddenly remembering why she ended up here, she asks quickly, "The woman that was chasing me, has she gone?" Looking at her, he smiles calmly. "There was only you at the door." Breathing a heavy sigh of relief, she sinks back into the bed. "Are you okay?" he asks, his words concerned and natural. Yeah, I'm fine. Just struggling to remember some things." Something about his voice resonated with the memory she was trying desperately to recall. Something about him she felt she should remember. But just beyond her touch, so frustratingly close, and yet she couldn't. "What are you struggling to remember? Maybe I can help." Concentrating for a moment, she suddenly felt like her whole life had started with her running across the market, away from that evil woman who obviously wanted to kill her. "Well, my name for a start, and who the heck I am. And why that woman was chasing me." She laughed mirthlessly, standing by the side of the bed. His hands reach out for hers, placing her hand in his. A storm of images cascade into her mind, her eyes focusing on the throbbing erection inside his pants. She was there in front of an altar, a wall of green behind her. On her knees in silent prayer as she slid his zipper down, his firm cock pushing into the air. She could taste his shaft on her lips as she slid them up and down his length, dragging her teeth along his throbbing erection. And then another hand, a woman's hand, caressing his balls as her tongue dances around the tip of his cock, the excitement of having him on the edge of her mouth and throbbing violently, exciting her even more. Feeling his hand lift her, she rises from the bed, the comforter falling to the floor. A cold breeze caresses over her naked body. Fuck, she was naked. How the hell did that happen? You undressed me? She asked nervously, suddenly feeling very self-conscious. Laughing gently, he said, no, not me, my housekeeper. Your clothes needed a little attention. His eyes gently caressing over her body, somehow fueling the desire already there. Her nipples painfully raising to his gaze, her pussy clutching in anticipation of, well, she just didn't know what. Please, you have nothing to fear with me. Adam and Eve were perfectly naked in the Garden of Eden, and that wasn't an issue until they felt ashamed by it. Still unsure, she nevertheless followed his lead as he led her to a large mirror in the corner of the room. Just look in the mirror, tell me what you see. Standing in front of the mirror, her naked body tense with self-consciousness, throbbing with an unknown desire. She looked up and down herself from head to foot, her eyes settling on the eyes in the mirror as she whispers, it's just me. Gently the warmth of his breath caresses her ears as he whispers, it is, but look harder. Maybe you're not seeing everything. Looking again, staring harder, there was something just over her shoulder. Something in the shadows in the corner of the room. Almost a smile materializing out of the darkness. An image of Alice in Wonderland and the Cheshire Cat flooded her mind. The grin becoming attached to lips. A face, her face, grinning ominously in the shadows. Turning quickly, panic flooding her mind. But there is nothing there. Just the shadows. You do see yourself. Don't you, Beth? Beth? Her name is Beth? How do you know my name? Do I know you? She stutters, her fingertip touch with sanity vanishing with every passing moment. You could say that. You came to me a little time ago for help on a personal matter. You stayed for a while, so we might explore it and help you find a resolution. He smiled. That smile that seemed to caress Beth from the inside out. That smile that brought flashes of a memory to her mind. Him over her, grasping her wrists as he pounded into her, his eyes holding her gaze. Smiling as thrust after deliciously powerful thrust hammered into her pussy. The tip of his cock pushing hard along the inside. That smile as his cock swelled. Her pussy clutching at him, desperately, needily. She gasped loudly as she felt him erupt inside her, her own body climaxing in beautiful synchronicity. As the memory dimmed, the sensations just grew stronger. The aching in her body undeniable. Who are you? She whispered. I'm Father Simon. You do not remember me at least? He said, raising a hand to her face. His fingertip gently caressing her skin. Electricity flooded through her body at his touch, feeling a desperate need to turn her face into his hand and suck on his fingers, to fall to her knees and submit to his desires. I don't, if I'm honest. Okay. Come with me. Don't worry about being naked. There is no one else here and the doors are locked. His hand reaching out and finding hers. Leading her gently through the door into the nave of the church. The ceilings rising high above her head, the sunlight beaming through stained glass windows. The colours dancing across the stone floor. Leading her across the church. The cold air biting at her body, stimulating the rising desire moving through her further. Stopping at an old font, he says, "Put your hands on the font and look into the water." Obediently, Beth hands grasps the side of the font, looking into the water. She feels a sudden urge to push her ass out, as if she could feel Simon's hands upon her hips, pulling her hard against him, as his swollen cock teases at her pussy. And as she feels that first thrust, stretching her lips as he fucks her deep and hard, the tension in her body grows, the passion burning between her thighs turning into a wildfire as she watches the waves of pleasure moving over her face in the watery reflection, her pussy clutching frantically at his thrusting cock, her own wet pleasure dripping down her thighs. Grasping at the font, she can feel an orgasm rising, the expression of pleasure changing her face, her expression as if she was possessed by her own desire, her own lust. Staring hard into the face in the font, that look, that woman's face, looking back at her from the still water. Shocked, Beth pushes herself away from the font, leaning back over slowly, as if she expects the water to explode in her face. Nothing but her nervous gaze looking back. "What just happened?" she asks, turning to face Simon. "Just memories coming back, I'm sure." "Now, you know you always loved the altar," he says, leading her to the green-covered altar. The green walls, a perfect backdrop to the golden crucifix that hangs there, watching Simon move in front of the altar. As he turns to face her, his thumb caresses her forehead. Her knees buckle, the urge to fall to her knees overpowering as her gaze fixes on the erection tenting his pants. The desire, the need to taste him, swamping every thought. The memory flooding her senses, her fingers grasping his stiff cock as she eases her lips over the end, tasting that delicious hint of his desire as her tongue swirls over his tip, exploring him, enticing him as he thrusts deeper into her mouth, stretching her lips as he threatens her throat, his fingers grasping her hair, pulling her tight onto his cock. And then from nowhere, another mouth moving deftly over his balls, red lips sucking them into her mouth, forcing his cock to swell even harder in Beth's mouth, the first drop of pre-cum trickling over her tongue, as she sees those eyes, that face, her face right next to hers, her eyes staring at hers as she takes his cock deep into her mouth. Shocked, Beth opens her eyes, shattering the memory into a thousand pieces. Even more shocked to find herself on her knees, her arousal burning like a wildfire, as she eyes the bulge in Simon's pants, the desire to taste him, to feel his seed exploding in her throat, to satisfy his desires, and then to fill her pussy full of his hard passion as he pushes inside of her, pushing his hand through her hair, lifting her, their eyes meeting, their lips just inches away. Beth can taste the warmth of his breath, feel the heat of his desire pressing against her stomach as he whispers, "You know, there was one room you absolutely loved. I bet that will bring your memory back." Before taking her hand and leading her briskly to the door at the back of the nave. Taking a key from his pocket, he unlocks the door and steps aside. With a sweeping motion of his hand, he says, "You open it, please. It is your room, and certainly a place where ladies always come first." Nervously, she places her hand on the door handle, turning it, pushing the door and standing back. Panic fills her as she stares through the open door at the sight before her. So, well, I hope you've enjoyed that. Part two next week. So you'll have to see what's in the room and what's going to happen and who is that strange woman hanging around. Yes, this is a two-parter, so you can tune back in next week when we can get wild in bed all over again. Now don't forget, on Friday, chapter 21 of Lamb to the Slaughter. Only a few more chapters left now. But until next time. and always with your pleasure in mind. This is Devlin Wild, wishing you salacious dreams. Now, as you have enjoyed this show this evening, you can go ahead and subscribe to my podcast so you don't miss another salacious episode. And you know you can go ahead and visit me at wilddesires.com and grab your own free experiential erotic story just for coming.